ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoros Nun Vav Amud Aleph is the headquarters of the massive sugya of the Ptur Lekuach and Meiser Behema. And the Gemara discusses that which the Mishnah says, that Lekuach and Nitin B'Matana doesn't have a Chiv Meiser Behema. So the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Kahana, the Amar Kra B'char Banecha Titan Li Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzenecha Ma Banecha Einu B'Lekuach U'V'Matana Av Tzenecha V'Karcha. Just like with regard to Pidgin Aben, there's no selling and gifts of sons for Pidgin Aben. So also the sheep legabi Maisa Behema. Fracting Mar Maisa Behema. Bahai Bibcharksiv. This is not talking about Maisa Behema, it's talking about Bechar. Omar Kra, Kain Tasa. Im Eina Yinin Lebechar, the Lesay Basia. It can't be talking about Bechar because there's no Asiya by Bechar. The Berechem Kaddish is just by itself Kaddish coming out of the Rechem. First of all, we see over here again a correlation between Imeni Inu LeBechar, Taneo Inu LeMaisa Behema. We see again that Maisa Behema and Bechar are intertwined, like we discussed in the beginning of the parak. And did I mention that the Rambam brings all the halachas of this parak, Maisa Behema? Yes, you guessed it, in Hilchas Bechairis. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Bechairis with the Kepel of two mitzvahs asei, Lahafish Bechar and Lahafish Maisa Behema. They go hand in hand in many ways. In any event, the Gemara says, "Emeini inyan lebechar the lesi basiya." So that's interesting, because as we know, there's a famous Gemara in a few places in Shas, the Machlekes, the Rabban and Rabbi Shmuel. For example, in the end of the 8th parak in Erechin, the Gemara says, "Minayin lenoil lebechar beedroi shemitzvah lakdishoi shenemar azocher taktish," that there's a mitzvah to be makdish lebechar. Rabbi Shmuel says in response over there in the bottom of Chavtes Amar Aleph, "Yloi makdish le lekadosh k'tushasim erechem ave." So Rabbi Shmuel opines that, of course, you don't have to do a Maisa Ektish Bechlal. But according to the Rabbanan over there, that you do have to do a Maisa Ektish. So what does it mean that Bechar is Lasi Basiya Klal? And I found in the Sefer Bechar Dal that he brings this Kasha down from the Rashash, even though I did not find the Rashash over here. And I was thinking, now is not the time to elaborate on this, but Akapanan, we know that this is a very interesting concept. Even the Rabbana that hold that there's a mitzvah to be makdish Bechar, we know that as soon as it's born, it's kadosh merechem. So what exactly is this mitzvah to be makdish? It could be that the Sanaya Inyan, the Reim is mashmah, that it's the Inyan of Chavivus. In any event, the Behema that's a Bechar is not lacking this Maisa HaKdosha, this mitzvah lagdishai, for its inherent and intrinsic Kedushas Bechar. And therefore, even if there is such a din of mitzvah lagdishai, it's not the pshat that now Bechar is Isi Ba'asiya. And then I found Lamaisa that the Mitzvah Eisen Taka asked this Kasha, and he answers Al Derech Zeh. Maybe the Bechar Dal, which is in the Sefer Al Masechtis from the Baal Erech Dal on Erechin, maybe he meant to quote the Mitzvah Eisen instead of the Rashash. Now in Rashi over here, the Ramaschul Parach Vav Bechar Ksiv, so Rashi says, V'oid Bechar Kaddish B'lekuach U'matana Sharei Mishosh Anoilet Kaddish. Rashi seems to be saying that you can't possibly say that the Pasuk that says that just like Bechar Banecha by Pidgin Aben doesn't have Lekuach, also by Bechar Behema, there's not going to be a Ptor Lekuach, because that's obvious that it's not Shaykh, the Metzius of Lekuach and Matana, because Mishoshen Oilet Kaddish. So since the animal is Kaddish from when it's born, it doesn't pass a Ptor Lekuach and Matana. Now, it sounds a little bit like the Ptor that we're going to be discussing eventually, that's going to be hatched from this Yalfusat, Me'enei Inyan LeBechar Taneo Inyan LeMaisa Behema, is that if you're a lekuach or a matana, then you're not going to be chayiv in Maisa Behema. In other words, not the pshat that selling it would take off the chayiv Maisa Behema, but rather that mishosh anoilet kaddish, so there's no place for the shame lekuach and matana to be chal, and then the Maisa Behema wouldn't be chal. In other words, a drop it sounds like in Rashi, that not that the ptor lekuach is a mafkia of Maisa Behema, but rather that if you are a lekuach, you won't become a Maisa Behema. So Rashi's saying that's not possible by Bechar, that if you are a lekuach, you won't become a Maisa Behema, because right when you're born, you are Kaddish already. So when are you going to be a lekuach to not become a Maisa Behema? I'll elaborate more on this point later, but the point that I'm trying to make is that the Ptor Lekuach that the Gemara is discussing and having a Havamina, that it would have been by Bechar, Rashi's saying it can't be, because right when it's born, it's already a Bechar, it's Kaddish Merechem, so it can no longer become a Lekuach, which would then not have a Bechar. But by Maaseh Behemah later, it sounds like we're going to have a din that if it's Lekuach, then it's not going to be included in the Chiyuv of Maaseh Behemah. Now on this there is a Rashash over here in the Argos, and the Rashash asks, why does Rashi say so vehemently that it's impossible Lekuach and Matana by Bechor, Mishash and Oilat Kodesh, why can't he be Makne et im Yitzias Reuben? Let Reuben sell his sheep to Shimon, and the Kenyan would be Chal when the animal is Yatzar Reuben. In other words, at the instant when the Kedushas Bechor is supposed to be Chal, he's selling it. Like the Gemara discusses a similar concept in Temura, Daf Chafei. Why can't he be Makne to him im Yitzias Reuben? Now, there's actually a Machloikis in the Gemara in Chul and Daf Samach Tesamet Beis, a very interesting Machloikis. If when a Bechor is born, and we know obviously it's not born until Sheyotze Ruboi, and that's when the Kedushas Bechor is Chal, is it Chal Mikanul Haba, or is it actually Chal Mafreya? Now this question, Lechor, only makes sense obviously if it's Chal Mikanul Haba. If it's Chal Mafreya, then it's still going to be Kodesh Merechem retroactively prior to the Chalois of the Mechira, Lechor. Now the Gemara over there in Schul in Samach Tesem Beis says the Nafkamina would be if he sells it to a Goy. Because we know that Yad Nachri Be'emtza is a p'tur by Bechor. So if a guy would sell his behemoth to a goy, at that juncture, if it's L'mafreya Kodesh, it's not going to help because it was Kodesh Be'Bechor and then it's being sold. But if it's Mikana Labo Kodesh, it's sold before. I saw in the Reishis Bikurim over here that he wants to know, why did the Gemara and Kulin only say Nafkamina if it was sold to a goy? Why didn't it say Nafkamina if it would be sold to a Yid? And he says there, you see that the case of Hikna Leim Yitzias Ruboi doesn't apply, and there the Zikr would be Chayiv. I was wondering if maybe there's an Afkamino, if you sell it to a Yid, maybe if he buys it back, then it would be Chayiv. Or if you sell it to a Goy, maybe it would be a complete Afka. We have to learn more of the whole Suya, as we will, Bezus Hashem, and see what exactly is the Geder of the Ptur Lekuach when it's sold to a Yid, and if it's different than the Din of Yad Nachri Be'emtza. And there's another point also that we have to discuss. Exactly at what second, at what point is the Rashash's Kasha, when is he be Makne Edem Yitzias Ruboi? Is he selling it a second before it's Kadosh Merechem? Or is he selling it at the same exact second? And the Nafkamina is, what exactly is the anatomy, what is the mechanics of the Ptur Lekuach? Is it just that it wasn't Noilad Bershusai? There's a Rashi on the top here. Rashi says, Banecha Eine B'Lekuach. There's no possibility of lekicha matana by Bechor Adam. Rather, it was born in his reshus. And we actually find, as we'll discuss later, by Meister Behema itself, the Rambam also says such a lashon. He's going on the Gemara over here in the middle of the Amud, which we'll get to momentarily, and the Rambam says like this, Perek Vavam Becharis Halach Yir Aleph, Yud Beis, excuse me, Alekech Asara Ubrim B'mei Imon. Someone purchases 10 ubrim while they're still b'mei iman. Kula nechnosin ledir lehisaser, sheharei b'shusay noeldu. There's no p'tor lekuach, even though he purchased them, because b'shusay noeldu. Basically, crunch time is when they are born. And if they were born b'shusay, like this Rashi a little bit, etzlei noeldu, again, the Rashi is talking about Bechor and the Havamina, but even the Maskana, the Rambam says b'shusay noeldu. If the point is that they have to be Bershusay Noldu Yesh La'ayin, what would be necessary? Hikna Loyam Yitzias Ruboi to Pater? Or is the Pshat that there's a Ptur Lekuach, that a Maisa Lekiacha, a selling or a giving of a gift, the fact that the animal went through that transition itself, that would be a Ptur to Pater from Maisa Behema? And then maybe, even if it would happen right before or right after, it would be a different din. In other words, the Shiloh that the Rashash is asking of Hikna Loy in Yitzias Ruboi, which if I didn't mention, the Reishis Bikurim elaborates about this question. Yesh La'ayin, what exactly is the Gedder of the Ptur Lekuach and how it would affect this question and this scenario of Hikna Loy in Yitzias Ruboi? Just another second in the Gemara's Havamin over here that there would be a Ptur Lekuach by Meister Behema and this Rashi that says, the Leshaycha Behu Lekicho Matana Ela Etz Loy Noeldu. So it sounds like that Bechor Behema basically is Etz Loy Noeldu, it's Bechor Banecha, and we say the same thing by Bechor Behema, and it belongs to you. There's actually a very, very big tumult about Behema's Hefker, if it's Chayiv and Bechor or Potter. The Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel is one of the famous Manda Omrim about this, and he holds that Behema's Hefker is Chayiv in Bechor. and many others also hold like that. However, the Tosefta over here in Perek Beis, as well as many other Acharonim, hold that a behemoth hefker is potter min habechira. Mamish, a huge, huge, tens of Acharonim talk about this shaila. The Chassam Sefer asks a very stark kasha from our Gemara. Chuvis Chassam Sefer Yeridei Simon Shin Yud Zayin. He asks that l'chayr we see from this Gemara that a Bechar has to be Etzlein Noeldu. That's the Metzius of Bechar, that it's Etzlein Noeldu Hamishash Noeled Kodesh. If it's born in the Midbar, if it's born by Hefker, that's not Etzlein Noeldu. Where is it going to get Kedusha's Bechar from? It doesn't have the whole Mechayiv of Bechol Bechar Banecha. Unless you'll say that this is Mamash all included in the Havamina of the Gemara, which once the Gemara veers away and redirects this pasuk that it's talking about Pidgin HaBen and straight to Meiser Behemah without any Bechar stop, maybe you could say that this whole discussion is only a bubble which dissipates once we go to Meiser Behemah. But Kipshuta, it's a shtarka tana that the Gemara is mashma, that if it's not Etzlei Noldu, there's not going to be a chiv of Bechayra. Shtarka kasha on the Turei Evan, the Siyate, that say that a Behemah's Hefker is chayev Bechayra. Just very quickly, one Zaytik, a point over here. The Gemara says, Banecha delese b'lekuach of matana. It comes up once in a while by Ger Katan and other sugyas. If a person owns his children, Bonov Kinyanov, the Rambam says, Bonov Shal Adam Arei, Heinke Kinyanov, and Perek Vav Nachas Tshuva, and other places. And I always still to the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beizam with Beiz, that the Gemara says by Lovon that he said, L'shailov B'nei Bonos Areim Kibonim or not. So Lovon said, Abonim Bonai, Vabonis Benoisai. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that they're Mamash Bonov, it means the Konis Minoi. That you were koine for me. So it sounds like there's such a thing as being koine sons and daughters. Obviously, it's not muchach at all, because you used to say the Lashon HaKonis Minoi. In other words, it's just vernacular. It doesn't mean that it's a real Maisa Kinyan. Yaakov was koine Rachel on Leah, like you koine Chamor or Shari, your koine daughter. It just means a sprach of the Konis Minoi. But the Gemara Lamaisa says that Lashon. So over here, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that Bonecha Einei B'lekuach Matana. But obviously this Gemara has absolutely zero shaychus, because this just means that the din of Pidgin HaBen doesn't apply. That's all it means. It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you can sell your son. It just means even if you wish to sell your son, he's not going to be chayiv in Pidgin HaBen. Pidgin HaBen is Bechar Banecha, that's your natural son that was Noilad Etzlei. It has no shaychus whatsoever. And of course this is all Zaytik, so we're not going to elaborate on this. But getting much more closer to home, I would like to revisit the question of the Turei Evan on this Gemara, which we did mention in passing in the past, and that is the famous Turei Evan Shiloh. The Gemara said earlier that we're Makish Maisa Dogan LaMaisa Behema. Now, one of the dinim we know by Maisa Dogan is that you have to have Tfuah Zaracha, and if somebody has Dogan that he sold, there's a Ptur Lakuach in Maisa. There's no Chiv of Maisa Dogan. So Frek the Shagasari over there in the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches, why does the Gemara over here have a whole Yalfusa to learn out the Mishnah's din that Lekuach is Potter in Maiser Behema? Why don't you just make the good old Hekish to Maiser Behema and Maiser Dogon? And if Maiser Dogon has a Ptur Lekuach, Maiser Behema should have a Ptur Lekuach as well. We discussed this earlier, but there are another few terutzim that I'd like to discuss. First of all, there's a possibility that Legabe Arsugya, if you would sell a part of an animal, let's say I would sell the ear, would there be a Ptur Lekuach in the whole entire animal now or not? Because not necessarily do you find that concept by Maiser Dogan. I think the Mechas Chinuch maybe talks about this there in Shin Samach, in the middle of his Arichas perhaps. That might be a Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina might be Hefker. That's a major Shiloh which the Mechas Chinuch assumes that Hefker has a Ptur just like Lekuach does. Now, if you're Mafkir Dogon, it's a whole Asik, what exactly the din is that Hefker is Potter and a Maiser, and if you're Chayzer V'Zeiche Boy, you have to know if maybe there would be a difference between Hefker by Maiser Dogan and Maiser Behema, and that would be enough Kamina with the new Yalfusa that we're having over here by Maiser Behema. Obviously we're not done with that, because you still have to know when you have new Dina by Maiser Behema, they should perhaps go back and learn themselves out to Maiser Dogan as well. The Dvar Avram, who we might revisit later in the sugya here, and Chelik Aleph Simon Chav Ches has a big arichus about the sugya, and Besech Advarim, he also touches on this with regard to the Turei Evan, if the Hekish of Maisa Dagan Lebehema goes back and forth with Gabi, all the details that are possible answers to the question. An interesting Mahalach HaMachshava, you know, there's a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Hei by Maiser, but he says that even when you have Maiser Dogon that's not Tfuah Zaracha and it's Potter, let's say a guy goes and he's Takim Mafreshit, even though it's Potter, but he goes and he's Mafreshit, so Avadat Chal. So yesh la'ayin, if that would be negay over here also. Maybe we need a new pasuk to tell you that over here the behema is not mitzaref, and even if you do it b'dieved, it's not going to be mitzaref and chalan it in ma'aser behema b'chlal. That would definitely be a new yafusa that we need from ma'aser behema that has its own p'tor of lekuach that's negay even b'dieved. However, you have to know if you need to psukim for that. If there wouldn't be a real chiyuv, then it could be b'chlal. There would be nothing to talk about. Like we mentioned, Lagabe the Briskerov's famous kashan in Zvachim Memhei, that there's no asar mechuyavis, and I saw that the Minchas Avram is ma'ir this point over here in Becharis, but that's not so poshut. Now, going deeper into the sugya, as we scrutinize the depth of the whole daf non vava meralf, what exactly is the gather of the p'tur of lekuach b'maisa behema, we find other differences that might actually, you know, provide a teretz why we couldn't learn out from Maisa Dog and Maisa Behema Hekish this Torah of Lekuach. For example, Pashtis, Tua Zaracha, if a guy has Dagon and he sells it, that's it, it's sold, it's Pata from Meiser, but it's Pata from Meiser. Mashenkin, in our sugar, we find a whole factor of Shas Asiya, that only me Shas Asiya there's a Ptor, and by Mechus Zman there's no Ptor of Lekuach, perhaps, until the Leil Shmini, actually I should say until the 8th day. The Rambam says after the 7th day, it's mashma that the night of the 8th day, even though it's not yet finished, you know, it's not yet Roy La Krova, it could be it already won't be a Mechus Zman, that has to do with a Mechus Zman Lavoy Bayoim, and the Gemara and Chagiga, the bottom of Tesamar Aleph, and many other places. If Laila is called a Mechus Zman, Chazin Yecheskel talks about this as well as many other Achreinim. What about the eve of the 8th day? If it also has a din of Mechus Zman in our Sugya, but Al Kaponim, the whole concept that you have to have Shas Asiya and Lekuach at other points would not necessarily be a Shem Lekuach or a Ptor Lekuach of Ma'aser Behema. That might be enough Gemino also fundamentally between Ma'aser Dagon and Ma'aser Behema, which perhaps could be used also as a teretz to the Turev and Shaila. But what I really wanted to lead up to with all this is the following topic, which we also mentioned in passing, but now we're going to really visit it close up, and we'll discuss many different things, because I think the following situation and topic is a real nutcracker to the whole entire sugya that we're trying to learn in many different ways. And that is the din of chazer v'lokach. The halacha is that ma'aser dagon is potter when it's sold, because it's not tvua zaracha. And the Rishonim speak out the Farish over there in Baba Metzia Daf Peches Amar Aleph, that if someone had Meiser, if someone had Dagon and he sold it, it's Pater Al Tzlekuach. If he buys it back, it's Chayiv, because now it is his Dagoncha. It's Tvua Zaracha, and the Mela doesn't have the Ptor of Lekuach. There's a big shmuz over there in Taisus from Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. If it's before Meruach or after Meruach, when did he sell it, and what happened by the Lekeach, what happened by the Meicher, and what is exactly the Mechayiv? And what is the din of chazer v'lokchei by ma'aser behema? The din is that ma'aser behema has a p'tor lekuach l'maskanas har gemara. What's the din if Reuven had a behema, or he had 10 behemas, and he sold them to Shimon, and then he bought them back? Mi amrinon that now it's takanol d'brishusay. He was the one who had them originally, and the p'tor lekuach is not there. Or do we say no? The ma'aser, there was a ma'aser of selling, a ma'aser of lekicha or gift for that matter, and that pot is it for ma'aser behema to the extent that even if he buys it back, it's going to be potter. If there would be a difference lahalacha, obviously, that would be a very easy nafkamina between Ma'aser Dagon and Ma'aser Behema, and why we needed a new pasuk by Ma'aser Behema, obviously. Moreover, it really has to do with the neshama of what is the mechayev and the poiter of lekuach by Ma'aser Dagon, as opposed to the mechayev and the poiter by Ma'aser Behema. And this is the main question that has to be elucidated and verified on the whole page over here. And that is as follows. The p'tor of lekuach by Ma'aser Behema. Is the pshat, like tfuah zaracha, that if it's your tfuah, and it was yours, it's chayiv, if it's not yours, it's not chayiv. And hence, when Reuven had tfuah that grew in his field, and then he sold it to Shimon, it was never Shimon's tfuah. It's Shimon's newly acquired, purchased tfuah, that's not naturally tfuah zaracha. And by Ma'aser Behema, the same idea. Is the pshat, that has to be b'karcha v'tzaynecha, that was yours originally, and hence, if you sell it to Shimon, it's not his originally. Then if you sell it back to Reuven, it is his. Or no, is it a p'tur that is a ma'aser lekuach? If you're to say that tvuah zaracha is chayv when you're chazav alokachoy, but behema is potter when you're chazav alokachoy, so that it's not just an afkamina of chazav alokach, it's that inherently, they're fundamentally two different Pturim. One is a Ptur that wasn't Nizgad al-Etzloi, it's not Noilad b'Shusei, and one of them is a Ptur of a Maisa l'Kuach. And they're not just the Nafkemino of Chazav l'Akhli, but it's entirely a different definition in the Ptur l'Kuach. Now let's learn the Sugya and see how much we can learn about this actual fact. First of all, the Gemara says on the bottom over here, Tani Tana Kameh Rav, Ezeo Esnan Shanichnis L'Dir L'Sasar, Kol Shanosnu Lo V'Chazav l'Akhli Himena. What's the case of Esnan? The Mishnah says later on the fine Nun Zayin Amar Aleph that Esnan is Nichnas L'Dir L'Sasar, even though Esnan is usually one of the highest examples of psulim l'mizbeach, but nevertheless, l'gabi ma'aser behem, it's nichnas l'dir l'sasser. So the Braisa says, what would be the case? Tani Tana Kamei the Rav, I should say, kol shenosnu l'vachazer v'lokchei mena, that he gave it to the isha as esnan, so it's officially deemed as an esnan, and then he purchased it back. So that sounds like it's l'kuach out of its wits. I think Mar asks the question, if suleib l'kech or b'l'kuach the bach is gers. Basically, this is a p'tor l'kuach. Even though, what's the case? You gave it to the Isha, and you're taking it back. It says, Achazer v'lokchay. It was originally your animal. It sounds like, clearly, that Chazer v'lokchay is going to be potter from the Gemara's Kasha. And as I state in Tesefta Beferish, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, that what's the case of l'kuach? If you sold something to someone else, and then you bought it back. So now, we said that Tesis above Metziah Daf Peches says that Tvua Saracha is chayev if it's chazer v'lokchay, and the p'tur l'kuach is only by the second recipient, by the shimon that received it and bought it. But if you buy it back, you're chayev v'maisa dagon. And over here, the Gemara says v'feirish v'ha ifsalei b'lokuach, that it's possible because it was sold, and memela, there's not going to be a din of maisa behem effect, the Gemara. So you see that chazer v'lokchay is potter. And the Dvar of Ram over there in Simen Chav Ches, the Ramaschav v'lokchayr, brings down this terrace to answer the Turi Evans question, what's the difference between Maiser Dagon and Maiser Behema? Why do we need a new Pasuk? The Maiser Behema is part of from the Kuach. Zok to Emek Yeshua in Simen Chav Aleph, as it's quoted over there in the Dvar of Ram, that the Nafkemina is the Chazer v'lokach. You need a new Pasuk to tell me that Chazer v'lokach is also Potter. The Rambam, however, does not bring down this Halacha, that a Behema Shechazer v'lokach is Potter mi Maiser Behema. And actually, I'll read you the Lashon HaRambam over here. The Lashon HaRambam is, like we mentioned, in Perek Vav Halach Yid Beis, Alikeach Asara Ubrim B'me'im on Kula Nechnosin L'dir L'Sasar Sha'arei B'Shusay Noldu. Basically, if you buy an animal, and it was born B'Shuscha, then it's Chayiv in Maiser Behema. So we see that there's no Ptur of L'kuach. And then he says later, Ein Alikeach Potter in Halachat HaZvav, Elim Nilkach Acher Shanir L'Sasar. If you purchased it after it was nira l'sasar, in other words, it's shas asiya, then it's potter. And lefikach, halikach, tloim, b'seich, shivas yimei aleida, kishi yegiyaz manam, chayiv l'asar. If you brought them before it was the zman, right, that's what I mentioned, he says, seich, shivas yimei aleida, that's the dik, that in the night, and the eve of the eighth day, it might also be potter from meiser. But al kuponim, if you buy it in the seventh day, shekivin she'ein mechus zman roi l'sasar, areza kimishalokach urbim v'nolda v'shusay. The Rambam doesn't make any acknowledgement, any establishment of a p'tur l'kuach, that a sale would be a p'iter of Maisa Behema. He sounds like it's all about whether it was Noilad B'Shusay. And I guess the Noilad B'Shusay is the point is that the Tzman, when it's Nischayiv, it was under your auspices, it was in your Rishus. And therefore, as long as you have it before the Tzman that it was Reil Sasser, it's as if it was Noilad B'Shusay. But a din that if you were to sell it and buy it back, that you'll be p'ter. That the Rambam doesn't say at all. Sounds like once it was Noilad B'Shusay, the Rambam would hold that you're always Chayiv. Moreover, unbelievably we find in the Chemda Shloima, in the middle of a tshuva about a different topic in Arachayim Siman Aleph, it's Dibra Maschul Lufizeh, and especially in the Hagoh over there, as well as in Yerideya Siman Lamed Aleph, Dibra Maschul Vehinei, that he's strongly saying that Chazer V'Lokach would be Chayiv like the Rambam. The Dvar of Ram also over there in the Tshuva and Simen Chav Ches and Chelik Aleph has a strong tzad that maybe Chazer v'lokach will be chayiv, which is astonishing because the Gemara and the Tesefta seem like beyond the shadow of a doubt that Chazer v'lokach is potter by Maaser Behema. But Azai Zogin Zay in the Rambam, that the Rambam would hold that Chazer v'lokach is chayiv. Of course, the Pashtas Avada is that Chazer v'lokach is potter, like the Gemara says, and the Maharit Al-Ghazi says like that in Perek Yesh Bechor and Ois Pei Aleph, the sixth piece over there. And it's much like that really in Rashi earlier in the end of the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph, and in the Cheshek Shleim over there on Daf Yud Aleph, and Mechiz Chinuch takes on for Dover Pasha that Chazer V'Lokach is Potter, and Mitzvah Shin Samach over here. But Lemaisa, the Rambam doesn't make any mention of this din of Chazir v'Lakach being Pater, and there are those that are saying that the Rambam holds that it's Chayiv. What in the world do they do with the Pashta Gemara, that the Gemara says over here, two lines from the bottom, but if Salebel Kuach. Now, I must mention that if you look in Rabbeinu Gershom over here, a very interesting Rabbeinu Gershom, a peculiar Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says right away, Kigon Shanosna Loi v'Chazir v'Lakach v'Mena. So he says, "Bezayno yvedes kechavim kamari delei ischayve b'maiser, b'domik yichazav alok chivimenok yilok chayshle b'shas asiyah v'las be'yisel lekuach." Hilkach nichnas l'dir l'saser. Then he says another lashon, "Shenasin la'over parasa yichazav alok chivimenok ba'etchu uber delei chalale isel lekuach." So the second lashon sounds more like our Gemara, but the question is, doesn't he have the Gemara that says the chazav alokach is pater va'ifsele b'lekuach? It sounds like maybe he didn't have that girsa because he's saying his own terutzim. So first of all, I looked in many other Gemaras, other Gersais, I didn't find anybody having a different Gersa. So it's hard to say that Rabbeinu Gershom didn't have the Gersa. It's hard to make heads or tails about this. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there's a famous video of Rabbi Yashiv that he was learning, and they took a video of him learning. If I'm not mistaken, you could see on the video that he's learning Bechiris, and he's reading the Gemara with the Niggin, and he says over the Rabbeinu Gershom, and he reads this Rabbeinu Gershom, and he looks up and he says, Me'af Sinigre. It's Mamash Mirafsan Igre. What is the Rabbeinu Gershom talking about? There's numerous questions on the Rabbeinu Gershom, but that's what he said. First of all, besides the fact that the Gemara seems to say not like that and say its own teretz, what is he exactly saying? That since it's a Zayin HaYivedes Kechavim, that's not Chayiv and Meiser, so when you buy it back from her, it's Ki'ilu Yilok Chesheloi B'Shas Asiyah. Phenomenal. Basically, the animal might even be quite old, and it would have been a Shas Asiyah by a Yid, but since it's a guy that's not Chayiv and Meiser Behemo, so Mamela, it's not called Shas Asiyah, and when you buy it back, it's not going to have a Ptur Lekuach, which is fascinating. Because L'chaira, I don't know, you bought it back from the guy, so why isn't it Shas Asiyah? Because the second that it's becoming back the Yids, and it's becoming this Chayiv and Meiser Behemo, it wasn't yet Lekuach. It's like, I mean, it is Lekuach, because I'm buying it back from the guy, so isn't that a Ptur Lekuach? Apparently, it first becomes yours, and then and only then will the Ptur Lekuach kick in. That might have a lot to do with what we're discussing. If the Ptur Lekuach is a Chalois Ptur, or the Ptur Lekuach just means that it's not Banech, it's not Bekarcha. And if it's Bekarcha over here, if it's Naila Bershuscha, the Zman Chiv is when it was yours, maybe it doesn't make sense to have a Ptur Lekuach. That's perhaps the Pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom. And like my friend Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Stein was Ma'ir, that could be revolving around what we were discussing earlier about the Shaila from the Rashash about Hikna and Yetzias Ruboy. Basically, how does it work? Is it a Chalois Ptur of Lekuach that's Chal simultaneously at this man of the Chalois Bechaira? Or is it just the din that it has to be Noilad Bershusai? That's very negay, this Svarv Rabbeinu Gershom, that if you sell it to a guy and buy it back, it was never in a Mokim where it had a Ptur. It's negay also, like we mentioned, the Gemara in Chulin says in Afkamina between if Mikana Labal Kaddish, or it's Kaddish earlier. So we said that the Gemara says Nafkamina if you sell it to a Goy. So the Reish's Bikurim over here says, why didn't the Gemara say Nafkamina when you sell it to Yid? So who knows if maybe the difference is whether you buy it back later, if it would have a Ptur of Lekuach. Besides for the Shmuz, if a Goy is Pater, like the Gemara in Chulam. My point is, in a nutshell, that if Lekuach is a Chalois Ptur and Hafko'o, then perhaps it would have to be after the Shas Achiv, as opposed to if it's just that you're not Mechuyiv if it wasn't Noyle B'Shusay. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim and Al also pointed out that the Gemara over here, on the top of the Amud, when the Gemara was saying, Ve'ema Taneo Inin L'chatas V'Oshom Dumi D'Bincha, Ve'meyat Ema Taneo Inin L'Oilu Shlomim Dumi D'Bincha. So the Gemara says that it's only something that's Baal Achet. The Mishmar Levi over here says, maybe you could say that it's talking about Oilus Yeledis, that's not Baal Achet, Ayin Shom. But Al Kaponim, the fact that the Gemara had a Havamina that there should be a Ptur Lekuach by Chatos and Oilo and Shlomim would lead Lecharu to think that it's a Hafka. Because otherwise, what's the Havamina? That you should need to have that Oilo and Chatos is born by you? That doesn't make any sense, Bechlal. Forget, first of all, it was Chulin and then you mocked the shit and if you bought it, it's not going to work. The Hechik that it would be that the Pshat is if it's Lekuach, it would be as a Chalois Ptur, a Chalois Hafka maybe. Then it would be Leichter. I would like to point out that Rabbeinu Gershom actually says a very bothersome lashon lani is daiti. A few times on the page here, he says iser lekuach. What do you mean iser lekuach? There's a din that it has to be yours, and even if there's a din that it's potter by lekuach, the pshat is lekuach is a ptur in ma'aser behema. What does it mean the iser lekuach? Let's make this Isu Lekuach. I mean, Gesher says Isu Lekuach. Hakoponim, if you learn that there's a Chalois Hafka, it's a little bit better. And also, I would be remiss if I wouldn't mention that after all is said and done, we're elaborating so much throughout the sugya over here, if the din is that it has to be Noilad B'Shuscha like the Lashon HaRambam, or there's also a din that Lekuach is a Poiter, it's a Maisa Hafka of Maisa Behema when it's a Lekuach. But maybe that's only Lagabe the din of the carbon of Maisa Behema. Yesh La'ayin, how much of this is a din in the whole entire Maisa Behema? Just like we threw out Lagabe Dafnun Gimel Amar Aleph, that maybe a Bechar and Chutz Laretz has Kedushas Maisa completely, Lagabe Mitzvahs Maisa Behema just doesn't have Tyrus carbon perhaps. And on Dafnun Hey, on Dalet, we spoke about Lagabe Yashan and Chadosh, that maybe there's a difference between the Shem Maisa and Kedushas as opposed to the din carbon. And perhaps now we can also say that there's a difference, Lagabi the Petor Lekuach, that the Isir Lekuach, what's the lotion of Isir Lekuach? Maybe it means it's a Isir Lekuach Lekarbon in Maisir Behema, that Maisir Behema Lekarbon as a din Isir Lekuach. What does it mean in Rabbi Negeshem Isir Lekuach? I'm just wondering aloud. But again, Lemaisir the Gemara doesn't stay with this Lahalacha that we're talking about, Oila and Ashlom and Achatas. Maybe Einachanami, Lemaskona, that there's no such din. Maybe the Pshat is not just Stam, that there's no such din, but maybe Taka, that it's not a Chalois, it's just a din. That has to be Noel B'Shuscha. In other words, maybe that's part of the Gemara's Chazara. Not L'chatchila to learn like that, but it's possible to learn the Gemara like that. The same point applies in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Alikeach Uber Behema Shel Chaver B'Me'imoi is Chai V'Maisa Behema because it's Noel B'Shuscha. L'Maisa the Gemara had a Havamina that it's Potter. What would be the Havamina that it's Potter? At the time of Chiv, it wasn't Lekuach B'Chalal, it's B'Shuscha. If you learn that there's a Chalois Shem Lekuach, that's Potter from Maisa Behemah, it's Azahavka, and a Shem that it's Lekuach, it's Potter, so then it makes sense that an Uber could be Potter, even though it has not yet been Mechuyiv. But again, you could tell me the Kamash Malon is that there's no Hafka altogether, and it's just Noel B'Shusay. Not that there is a Hafka, just Kamash Malon, that the Hafka doesn't Potter, Shaloi B'Shas Chiv. Yesh La'ayin. Another point, the Gemara says over here in the middle of the Amid, Laka Chasar Uber B'Meimon Kula Nechnasin L'Dei L'Sasar. So the Gemara says that that's not a kasha on the din of Lekuach, because Amakro Tasa B'Shasa Siya Miyat HaKosef. Whole Miyat of Lekuach is only M'Shasa Siya. So then the Gemara says, Gufa Nechnasin L'Dei L'Sasar by Ubrin. Aye, we said Lekuach is Potter. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yechon Chazoy B'Chilma Milsam Aliyah Amina Tasa B'Shasa Siya Miyat HaKosef. And the Gemara says, what about Lekuach Chal and Mechusis Ma'anai? It's not a Shas Asiya. Amar Lei, Zu Eina Mishnah. Now, Frek the Reishas Bikurim, that Lechaira, according to Taisis and Lafkuf Yadalaram and Aleph in Zvachim, and in Tmura, Yidam and Beis and other places that hold, that even though you're not supposed to be Makdash or Mechusis Ma'an, but if you are Makdash, it's Chal, so then Lechaira, why are you telling me that a Mechusis Ma'an is not called Shas Asiya? Even though it's not Roy La Kravia, then you're not supposed to be Magdashit. But B'diyevet L'maisa, if you're Magdashit, it's going to be Chal. And he supports this question from a Taisus and Psachim Dafhei, the Reishis Bikurim, that Taisus is Mavur, that since, even though you're not supposed to be Makrib the carbon Pesach before the carbon Talmud, Oiloy, L'Rishayna, and so on, but if somebody does be Makrib the carbon Pesach before, then B'diyevet, it's okay. Because it's already Nechshav Dizman Akrava from Chatzos. So I see that you could be called a Shas Asiya. It could be called that you're in your time frame, even though you're not in your L'chatchila time frame, but because you're in your B'dievet time frame, you could be called Shas Asiya. Asay Frek Dereshiz Bikurim. So in lieu of what we're discussing, L'chaira, the Shas Asiya, whether it's a P'tur L'kuach or it just has to be Noilad B'Shuscha, would revolve around this. In other words, just because it's called a Shas Asiya in Hilchos Karban Pesach, because b'di'evit it could have akrava then, not necessarily does it mean that it's a Shas Asiya that's going to make you a Noilad B'Shuscha. Maybe it would be like in the ballpark that a Shem Psul of Lekuach could land on you at that point, but would I call it a Shas Asiya that now it's cool that it's Noilad B'Shuscha because b'di'evit, it's not this man that you're mechuyiv in Maisa Behema, it's not the official time when Maisa Behema is officially decided. It's not the right Shas Asiya of Noilad B'Shuscha, Yesh La'ayin, if that would be a suggestible teretz to the question. And again, there's a lot more to discuss over here, just another couple of points about this and we'll go weiter in the Gemara. And we mentioned in passing the Mechus Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samach over there discusses what's the din if a guy has a behema and he is mafkirit. Now, if you need an oil of Breshusai and it wasn't Breshusai at the time of the Tchila Sachiv, then the Chara is very mistaber that it's not chayv in Maisa Behema. But if the Pshat is you need a Maisa Lekuach, a Lekuach is a Poiter, maybe Hefker is not like Lekuach. Yesh Lain about that. However, you could go the other way also. That maybe it's not called Noel Breshuscha, just like we said by the Rabbi Negeshen by Agoy. If it was Hefker at the time, then just because Hefker is not chayv, perhaps, maybe when you buy it, when you coin it back, maybe it should be chayv. Because the Yesh Lain of Hefker also was totally in this Shaila. And also the Minchas Chinuch declares, what about if you make a lekuach midrabanan? Like I, Reuven sells the behemah to Shimon midrabanan. He says it's a kal v'chomer that if by the raisa kol shekem by the rabanan, which is interesting. Yesh Lain. Also, it has to it should be tolling what we're discussing. If it's called noel b'shuscha midraisa, and is it called a maisa lekicha midraisa, it has a lot to do with what exactly is together of the p'tur, whether Hefker would also have that. I said the Yonah Salem and Simulama discusses the Rambam that says Noel B'Shusai and the difference between the first halacha and the second halacha, Ayin Shom. But on his daiti, I think it all revolves around what we've been discussing. And let's move on now in the Gemara. Lemaisa, the Gemara does say about this Esnan that Alikeach, Ezo Esnan Shenichnas Ledeel Esasikol Shenosin Lavachaz Avalokhe Mena. So the Gemara asks that it's Ifsu Leib Alikeach. Says the Gemara, Ishtemitzi Hoda Amr Avasi Amr Abyechin Aloka Chasara Ubrim B'meimon Kula Nechnosin Ladir Lehisaser. So I wanted to move on, but I forgot to mention a very fundamental point. We asked very loudly that the Rambam says that some want to say that the Rambam holds that Chazav Alokach is going to be Chayiv and Maisa Behemah because Lamaisa, this is the guy that it was Noel B'Shusai. Aye, the Gemara says clearly there's Ifsaleb Lekuach, and the Tisefta says clearly, etc., etc., etc. So perhaps when the Gemara says Ishtemitzi Hadam Ravasi Am Rav Yechonon, like Lokach Hatzar Ubin B'Meimon Kula Nechnasin Ladir Lisaser, you just asked me that it's Ifsaleb Lekuach. Lamaisa, we see that Lokach Hatzar Ubin B'Meimon Kula Nechnasin Ladir Lisaser. So maybe that's the Ishtemitzi. The Rambam passed into the din of Rav Yechonon that Lokach Hatzar Ubin B'Meimon Kula Nechnasin Ladir Lisaser, which means that there's no Psul Lekuach. So maybe that din that you say it's Ifsaleb Lekuach is because a Maisa Lekuach is a Chalais Ptur of Maisa Behema. But if you hold the Lekeach Asar Obram Meimon doesn't have a Ptur of Lekuach for Maisa Behema, perhaps not necessarily is the Pshat, because the Chalois Ptur Lekuach is only Pshat when it's Pshat Asiya. Maybe the Pshat is that it's a Machloikis, and that's the Ishtemitze. That the Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it's Chayiv is because all you need is Noel B'Shusai, and that's all the Rambam holds of. Mashenki, the Gemara's Kasha of Ifsaleb Lekuach holds that there's also a Ptur of Lekuach, a Hafka. So maybe the Rambam is paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and the Ishtemitze. In other words, the first man the Amma that said but Ifsaleb Lekuach holds there's a Ptur of Lekuach, like Rabbi Negershim saying that there's an Issu Lekuach. But maybe the Rambam doesn't hold like that, and he holds like the Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds like the Gemara's Kasha of Ishtemitze. Mari the Kipshat and the Rambam, which the Dvar of Rambam says is a very simple mahalach, and Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Stein, my friend, is also tiny this mahalach. But in general, the skeletal approach to the Gemara, that there's a machalikis about this, might help us answer how the Chemda Shleimo could even entertain that Chazir V'Lokcha is going to be Chayiv in Maisa Behema, connected to Mefurish the Gemara, perhaps. Now, but what I wanted to discuss right now is that L'chaira, we see clearly in this Gemara that there's a purchase going on an Urbe B'Me'imoy. The Shaila is the Mechaber Paskins in Siman Reish Tes Sivdal and Chayshim Mishpat, that if a guy sells an animal, and or even a Shivcha, whatever it is, an Uber is a Dover Shaloi B'Lo'ilam. And we Paskin that, you know, the Machna Dover Shaloi B'Lo'ilam. So L'chaira, it's Mama Shapella. This Gemara is Mefurish that you could sell an Uber, Mama Shapella. And not only that, the Ktsais and Nasivis elaborate about this over there. Nobody mentioned this Gemara in Reish Tes over there, the Ktsais and Nasivis. The Ktsais brings down a Shiloh of the Esnan by an Uber. One thing though, the Nasivis does say that the whole discussion over there about Davash Leibel Oilam means if you want to sell the fetus, the Uber, Legabe Lechesheivolet. So it's a Davash Leibel Oilam because it's not here yet. But if let's say you want to sell the Uber itself, says the Nasivis over there in Reish Tes, then it's just like selling an ear or a foot. You want to sell the Uber. The Uber is in the stomach, just like you want to sell the kidney. I don't know. It's a piece that's existing in the world now. So the fetus is also in the world in that sense. If you want to sell the born baby, eventually, that's a Dovash Leibel Oilam. That's what the Nasivis says. And maybe that would work for us over here also, perhaps. That you're selling it now. You're not selling it later. Then I found that the Chochma Shleima offering order over there, Taka does bring our Gemara in Bukharis. He says, I have a Raya Brew to the Rambam. And I also found in the Alma Sechta that the Shemin Rekech on Bukharis over here asks the Kasha, and he brings down that even though the Mechaber Paskin say, the Machna Dovash Leibel Oilam and our Ubers a Dovash Leibel Oilam, Lamaisa, the Rambam seems to hold that our Ubers a Dovash Abol Oilam and the Chalkas Mechaikik and Evan Ezra Simon Mem and others over there ask what's Pshat in the Rambam. So, the Shemin Rekech, maybe I have a Pshat Mekor from this Gemara. But then, he also points out, he says that you can't shtel, I tried to shtel through the Nesivus, he says you can't shtel through the Nesivus, because the Nesivus only says it according to the Man the Omer, Uber Yerech Imoy. But Rabbi Yochanan himself is the Man the Omer over here, V'lekeach Eser Uber B'mei Imon, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Uber Lav Yerech Imoy. I must point out that it wouldn't be the first time that even if you hold Lav Yerech Imoy, Lagabi certain in Yonim, physically speaking, Lamaisa, it's one entity and it exists. It could be even if you hold it legally Lav Yerech Imoy and the Uber is a Dover Bifnei Atzmoy with many regards, it might still be called a Dover Shabbala Oilam for the Nesivus as far. Yesh La'ayin in that. But as I state in the Shemin Rekeach. A couple other quick points on this before we go to the Sugya G'dayla of Shutfus here on Unvavim Adbeis. Number one, the Shaila is that it says Heim V'loi Shinu Yehem. So the Rashash and others ask that L'chayro, how are you saying that there's an Uber over here that's going to be an S? Now what's going to be Heim V'loi Shinu Yehem? So the Pashtus, the answer is, like it says, I think, in the Rashash and others, that like Taisus on Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph on top and Avodah Zarah and other places discuss, that the point of Heim V'loi Shinu Yehem means a Shinui that happened. And even if you hold that a Parash HaHilida is a Shinui, it might be a Shinui Legabi the mother. But Legabi the Vlad basically was inside and then it came outside. Not necessarily does that have a din of a Shinui. There's a lot to talk about that, and Bechlal, if there's an imaila of Shinui by Esnan, Yireim seems to hold that Shinui can't take away Esnan. We're not going to go into that now. But I just want to tell you one quick thing, and that is that the Ktsois over here in Simon Reish Tess really does discuss the concept of Esnan in an Uber, albeit that he doesn't mention our Gemara, and he says that it would work with the Geder of Para la Ubra. Since Eidah the Machna Davash Leibel Oilam, so how are you going to make Esnan in an Uber? It's Davash Leibel Oilam. So he says, you're Machna the Para la Ubra. You make the Esnan that it's Para la Ubra. And that obviously is a Davash Leibel Oilam, which, like we know, that you could do Dekel la Peraisav, even though the Peris are not in the world, and even if you hold Eidah the Machna Davash Leibel Oilam, but you could do a Dekel la Peraisav, ki Yadua Omaforsim, says the Ktsois, that it's a Para la Ubra. Like everybody knows from the beginning of Amafkid, Para la Kfela. Para la Ubra is Esnan. So I saw that the Magia over there asks a question and he suggests numerous terutzim that L'chaira, what do you mean? There's a din by Esnan of Haim v'loi v'ladei seim. And if you're making the para itself an Esnan, legavi the Uber, so when the Uber is born, it's not going to be an Esnan, it's going to have a p'tur Esnan, it's going to be hufka from Esnan because Haim v'loi v'ladei seim. And he says all sorts of different terutzim. But Anias Daiti, the question does not begin at all. Because the gather of para la ubra means that you are making the baby, the fetus, an esnan. The reason why you're saying para la ubra is because the fetus is not graspable because it's loy bal oilam. So you're making some type of kinyan and designation in the mother of para la ubra. So much has been thought, learned, and written in the Halakha Torah about what the lumdus of para la ubra is, how exactly it's chal, if it's a kinyan in the Uber, or it's a kinyan in the mother. That's all wonderful chayshe mishpat discussions of exactly the anatomy of para la ubra. But the esnan that you are making is where? In the uber. The shame esnan is in the baby, not in the mother. So there's not going to be a din of vladei seyin on the uber that's an esnan. It's not a vladei seyin. It itself is where the esnan was made. Aye, it's chal in the mother, klapi the vad. So work it out exactly how it's chal. But that's not called a vladei seyin. It's not a vlad esnan. It is a capital esnan. It is the esnan itself. It's not the vlad of the esnan. Ein kam beis michush. After much discussion, Rabbi Jim Mitrovsky agreed with me fully that the kasha is not shver. And now we begin the unbelievable sugya on Amud Beis here of Shutfis Pturim and Abchaira. The Mishnah says that a Shutfis Pturim and Abchaira, and there's a whole sugya about it, and let's discuss that now. The Gemara says, Tanir Abana Yilucha Valeshal Shutfis. Yachal Afilu Kana Matvis Abayis, Tamad Loimar Yiyya. Basically, in a nutshell over here, there's a major machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds that Yilucha Valeshal Shutfis, that a behema shall shutvus is part of Ma'aser behema. But by Yarshin, which Rashi explains, means kol zman shleichoku kavi and domo. As long as they haven't split up, they're chayv in Ma'aser behema. And the beer, Kipshutai in Rashi, is, like Rashi says it many times, we find a beautiful concept by Tusas Abayis. Tusas Abayis means the estate, the possessions of the father after he died, before the brothers split it up. So normally, from a distance, we would assume that is exactly Shutfus. But we find in the Suya, as well as in the Suya in Baba Basra Kuflam and Zayin Legabe Esrig, that there's a difference between Esrig of Shutfin and Esrig of Tusas Abayis. And the bottom line is that Rashi explains in Bayad of Lama Testament Beis, as well as in Chulun Chofeimet Beis, when he's speaking about our Sugya and the Sugya of Kalboin, so he says that Tfusis Abayis is the estate of the father, and basically the estate of the father is a still becheskosei oimed, and it's like the father is still here. There's a Maridik Loshen in the Tshuvas Ramban, it's brought down in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Kufay and Zion, Chesh Mishpat, that he says that it's kilu the avis kayam in the nechosim. Basically, it's mamish like the nechosim of an individual. All the stuff that, let's say there's 10 kids and they yashend it, but it's not like it's a cheftza of nechosim shel asara shutfin, but rather it is one entity of the father's possessions, which, yes, is in a tfusis abayis that's waiting to be split amongst the 10 of them, but not in the same sense. The number one yardstick to see the difference would be that kipshutei shutfin, let's say you have 10 shutfin in a property or in a whole bunch of properties, shutf number 6 could decide to sell his chelik. Masha'enkein, with regard to tfusis abayis, according to what we're saying, a shutf would not be able to sell his chelik, or I should say a son would not be able to sell his chelik. And that's in Mefurish Rashbam in Baba Basra Kuf Chavav Amaralef on the bottom, that a Pashut is not able to sell his chelik in the Tfusis Abayis before the Chalukah. And the Tshuvas Marachar Zeruah, famous in Simen Kuf Chav Aleph, elaborates to explain, a Shutef is always able to sell. So what's the difference? So he brings the Rashi in Chulin, and he says this Nakuda, that they're all a Bailam on the possession, but it's as if it belongs to one individual. It's the Shus of the Av that has not yet been split. That is the Shita of Rashi. So again, a Behema Shal Shutfin, yes, is part of Ma'aser Behema, but a Behema Shal Tfusis Abayis is Chayv in Ma'aser Behema. The Rambam has a whole different spin on this situation here. The Rambam in Perek Vav Nuchas B'cheres Halacha Yud over there says, Halakeach Tlam Shin Olda B'Shan Azuah Shin Nosn Nitnu Levi Matana Arayim Pturim Ana Ma'aser Ad Shiv Olda B'Rashusak, like we mentioned on Amar Aleph. Lefikach HaShutfin Shin Ishtatfu B'Behemas. Avi zemei etloim vezemei etloim ba'arvim v'nishtatvu behen harei amasayim p'turim and amaisa shekol tle mehen kemochor. The reason why, if Shutfin joined up 100 sheep apiece and they ended up with a partnership of 200 sheep, why there's no chiyuv v'chayra is because all those sheep have a p'tor of lekuach shareiin kemochor v'chein ha'achim sheyarshu tloim me'avin harei p'turim and amaisa. The Rambam says the same thing applies by Yerusha. Basically, it sounds like in the realm that he holds up Sazar Rishus Yerush Kishus Lekeach, that Yerushim are also considered as Alakuach, and by the Yerushim getting and splitting up the sheep, it's like it's Lekuach and it's Potter. Now, after the Yerushim and the Shutfin created their cartel, created their partnership in the whole situation, and now new sheep will be born, those sheep, according to the Rambam, will be Chayv and Ma'aser Behema, right? So, in one word, the Rashi holds that if Shutfin, even if they have new babies, those new babies are also part of an abcher because the behemah is still shutfin. According to the Rambam, those new babies that are born after the shutfus was created from the shutfus's animals that they own will be chayev and subject to ma'aser behemah. That is the machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Now, according to the Rambam, basically, that the p'tor is al tmekach, it's a p'tor of lekuach. So, Frekta Marut Al Ghazi in the first parak, why do you need to have a whole new p'tor of shutfus? Typically, because it's lekuach. Zokta Marat Al Ghazi, it happens to be that it's not a regular lekuach because half of it wasn't really lekuach. Because I guess when you make a shutfus, half of it remains yours. That's a little bit complicated, as we'll see in the Gemara Nun Zayinim at Aleph, right? Achan Shecholku lekuchesein. But al kaponim, half of it is not shel shutfus. As I state in the Marat Al Ghazi, why you need a new pasuk to pat a shutfus like the Rambam. Where it gets interesting is that Reb Chaim Brisker in Sefer Afanor over here in Perek Vav Halacha Yud says that the Rambam is takam maskim that Yorshim are chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. Rashi said that Behema shel Shutfin is potter and Yorshim are chayiv. because tfusis abayis is not a shutfus. Pashtus, the Rambam said that Yarshim and Shutfin are both potter because they're lekuach. And that we say that their chayiv is only legabi animals that are born later. And we said that kipshutei the pshat on the Rambam is because it's like lekuach with a twist, but like lekuach, like the Rambam says, sharein kemocher. Reb Chaim says no. Avade, Yarshim are not like Shutfin. Shutfin are potter. Yarshin are chayiv in Maaser Behemah, says the Reb Chaim. Aye, the Rambam says that Yarshin are potter. There's 2 points why the Yarshim are anyway going to be potter. First of all, they're potter because the Yarish doesn't have a Gansa Bailus. He only has a Chelik, and that's enough for a Chiv and Maaser Behemah, if you only own part. And if you attack a Shutfin, if the Yarshin are attack a Shutfin in all the animals, so then the Pshat is that they made themselves Shutfin in the animals. That's like an Maaser Shutfin. It's vital like Lekuach. But standard Yerusha Mitzad, Lasod Yerusha Mitzad Atzme, Reb Chaim holds, Avada would be Chayv and Maaser Behemah. And the nafkamina is, let's say a father dies and he only has one son. So there's no issue of shutfus, there's no issue that you don't have the whole entire animal. You have them both. Says Reb Chaim, in that case, if there's only one Yerush, only one son, then there would be a chiyuv of Maaser Behemah. And it really, it's mefurish in the Kiryas Sefer, like a Mishnah mefurish, that if there's only one son, he chayv and Maaser Behemah. But Lamaisa, there's a Meiri in Shkolam in the beginning, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that the Chazanish brings and discusses in Simcha of Zion over here, Ois Tezvov. And he says that Avada Tzmefurish, that even by one Yorish, is going to be a Chiev of, there's going to be a Ptur of Maaser Behemah. The Ptur will apply even by one Yorish. There's actually another question on the Rambam that says that Shutfis is Potter because of Lekuach. Kipshut, that's how the Rambam's learning. There's no Cheftz of a Ptur of Shutfis from Maaser Behemah. It's just the Ptur of Lekuach. So, Frakta Marit Lagazi over there in the first parak, that how's the Rambam going to learn the Gemara and Tmura? The Gemara and Tmura learns out that there's no din of Tmura by Shutfis from the fact that there's no din of Maaser Behemah by Shutfis and Daf Yud Gimel and Tmura. So the Shaila is, like the Rambam, that there's not really a Be'etzem, a Ptur of Shutfus by Maaser Behemah. It's just a din that if you made a Shutfus, that means it was Lekuach. But let's say you own a whole bunch of animals and they have children, there's no Ptur of Shutfus on that, like Reb Chaim, like the Rambam, like we've been discussing. So if that's the case, how could you learn out that Maaser Behemah ain't a B'Shutfus, have Tumor ain't a B'Shutfus? It's not a real din that there's no Maaser Behemah and B'Shutfus. Azay Frektim Eret Al-Ghazi on the Rambam. So the Biskirov already says that like Reb Chaim, Yesh Li Ashiv. Because Le Reb Chaim, it's not the Pshat Stam that there's no Ptur of Shutfus. There is a Ptur of Shutfus. Because nobody owns the whole thing. And if you don't have a Bailas of the Gansa, if it's only a Chatzi, there's no Machayev of Maaser Behemah. So Mela, just like by a Chatzi, there's no Machayev of Maaser Behemah, Yeshlema, that by a Chatzi, there's not going to be a Din of Tmura. That's what the Rav wants to say, to find for the Rambam from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. All in all, the Maaser Reb Chaim holds that if there's one Yerush, Yechayev of Maaser Behemah, and the Chaznish holds the Yipater. And the Mechis Chinuch over there in Shin Samach and the Meret Al-Ghazi and the Chazan Yecheskel, they all talk about this Shiloh. What about when there's one Yerush? And it's Mamash Talion what we're discussing. Reb Chaim Moise is Marach about this in Simen Mem Gimel and Achi Ezer, and he says, like we mentioned earlier, that by Mechus Zman, if it's not Shas Asiya, the Rambam seems to hold that there's no Ptur of Lekuach. So what would be if you have a Shutfus that Nishtatfu in the Behemoth, but while there were still Mechus Zman, then in Echanami they would be Chayiv, even if they're not in their little Achakach, they would be Chayiv. Because they were taka, they weren't lekuach b'shas asiya. Ma'adik Reb Chaim Moise, and he says that the lashon Rambam the Pirush Mishnayis is asara, because maybe there would be a difference. If let's say Reuben would bring 5 animals and Shimon would bring 5 animals, so they never really had a p'tor lekuach. He goes back and forth about this. A fascinating arichas in Reb Chaim Moise, Ayin Shom in Yerideya or Chelik Beis, if you will, Simem Mem Gimel. And he intertwines the 2 things that we've been discussing, the Ptur Lekuach and Amar Aleph, with the Din Shutfus according to the Rambam. Yesh Lai and how much they are together, Kiknipt and Gebunden, and how much they are 2 separate Dinim. The Din of Behemoth, Ashutfun, is Patam and Abchaira, according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with Amar Aleph. Mashankin, according to the Rambam, it has a lot to do. Ayin Shem and Abchaim Aizer, and also the Kuntris, Menachem, Meshem Nefesh, and the end of the Tshuvah Zera Avram is Marach about this. One thing I have to just mention is that there's the famous Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud that the Gemara declares by Gez Lager, Yarshim Ninu E Mekavli Matonis Ninu. The Gemara says, Kigoyin Shinofalei Eser Behemis Begez Lager, Yarshim Ninu, like it says, Acham Shekonam Tvus Abayis, is Chayvim Eser Behemah, and the Lacha Mishnah and all the Acharinim ask that this is the Chayr Estir to the Rambam. And the Lacha Mishnah, Rechayim Eser, they're Marach about the Shiloh. Okay. stop over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.